Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Is everyone recovered?
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh boy. What is happening with your
Why would anyone take that out of program? Why would somebody take Mahoney's microphone out of
because
program?
Because we work with idiots. That's why. Plain and simple. Yeah, great. Make me shout. The day I could not talk yesterday.
No.
Mahoney's been having a hard time talking.
Oh, no.
It was completely gone yesterday. I got it back like 10 o'clock last night after drinking a billion gallons of tea, eating every Halls on the planet.
Yeah.
Did you do the tea with lemon and honey like
everything.
I said?
Okay. Everything.
So we were out of town for a couple of days at the morning show boot camp thing.
Yeah.
It's this radio conference that you probably don't care about, but it's kind of hard on the body because, you know, you probably don't get as much sleep as you should.
Yeah.
And you probably drink a little bit too much and
less things.
Less
than 5 hours.
You know.
Yeah.
Normally it's far less than 5 hours either way. We're back and Mahoney and I, you can tell the age gap here because Sylvia looks as fresh-faced as could be. Ian actually bounced into the studio like Tigger earlier today, like just ready to go. Mahoney and I are just like, oh, God.
I didn't leave the house yesterday. I Postmates three meals yesterday.
Oh, from where?
Did you really?
Got a donuts in the morning.
Yeah.
Then follow that up with some Shake Shack for lunch and Me Gusta Tacos for dinner.
That's a solid choices.
And watched.
Did you, in fact, not get out of bed the entire day? Because
no,
that's what you asserted, that you were going to watch golf all day, not even from the couch, but from bed.
When Tiger started falling back a little bit before he was making his final run up, we were binging some Netflix. So
were
we
you?
went out to the couch.
Went out to the couch.
Okay.
Went out to the couch. So, but glad to be home. Glad to be back on the show. Glad to be here on the first day of school.
Yes, let's start today with some good news and some bad news as usual. What would you like first, then?
Let's go with the bad, Dave.
Oh, the bad news. The bad news is so much worse than the good news.
Oh no!
In the UK, they're currently under attack from drunk wasps.
What?
Experts have given a warning about boozy wasps who are
white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
No. Actual bees, man.
Oh.
Bees.
Oh.
They're getting drunk on fermented fruit because their normal food source has dried up, and as they're drunk, they're attacking everything and everyone.
Oh, my God.
So they're just like basically doing... It's interesting to see that the animal kingdom reacts similar
to us at a college bar at 2 a.m. Exactly.
You get drunk, you want to get into a bar fight.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yep. So these genetic traits of these wasps force them to pursue booze and alcoholic decaying fruit at this time of the year. They have a band around their abdomen that stops them from eating conventional diet of flies like they do later in life.
Okay.
And so they get hooked on sugar. And basically what happens is until the queen just decides to produce more males than females, they're just going to get hammered and fly around and sting everything.
Dude,
Jesus.
Crazy. That's a crazy queen.
Wasps are already nature's a-holes, but to give them a bunch of... To get them all drunk...
Now they're drunk, is
just
angry
getting them all stirred up over a woman?
Nature, you're a cruel bitch. You are a cruel bitch, and so are you, Queen Bee.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Beyonce.
No offense.
And some good news for whoever this person is. A single ticket sold at a supermarket in Staten Island, New York for the $245 million Powerball. And really, this is good news for everyone else that's wondering if they want it.
Yeah.
You don't have to bother checking your ticket at this point. It was in Staten Island. Now, there was also a $2 million ticket that was sold in Florida because definitely everyone in Florida needs an additional $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And a tertiary prize of $1 million to a winner in Georgia. But they're saying that before taxes, a lump sum payment is good for $147 million. So let's just say a little over half that. They'll probably get about 80 million bones.
Okay.
You bought some Powerball tickets while we were in Chicago, I believe.
One Powerball, one Mega Millions,
yeah.
And I did not hit a single number on either of those bitches.
God dang it.
I know.
We could have been rich, Dave.
Swing and a miss.
Been.
Instead, I'm just sitting here trying not to get stung by a drunk, angry wasp.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if you did get stung? Like, how horrible would that be? Would it be, like, even, like, extra or worse?
Did you ever see when Bear Grylls got stung by a bee?
No.
You need to Google that, because his face swelled up. and he looks like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wait, how? Like a what? Benedict Cumberbatch got fat?
No, like, you
like
know,
how can like, anybody look
like
that?
His eyes are swelled up.
His eyes are kind of puffy.
He kind of has that kind of like
skeleton beforehand.
Just Google Bear Grylls stung by bee.
He has kind of like a swollen face already.
You know what I like? And it's the saddest thing in the world, but it's also so adorable when a dog eats a bee.
Oh, yeah. When their face just gets all swollen.
You're so stupid. Such a good boy. Good dumb boy you are.
X1075.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, we're checking the voicemail for the first time this morning. If you want to leave us a message anytime, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Stab it. Oh, that's good. Don't you just hate it when you pull out the bowl and the stem comes out with it? Damn it.
Message deleted.
Ivan, it's far too early for that nonsense.
It's the first day of school, Ivan. What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Kids are going back today. Also, it's 2018. Just get a vape pen.
Yeah, right. Like, who needs a bong? You're just overdoing it.
Like, they sell them prepackaged now, don't they?
Yeah, pretty sure. It's so much easier now than having to have a 3-foot bong that you're going to trip over and spill the water all over your carpet in your room.
Clean it.
Yeah, and you know his blind ass is doing that for sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Man, don't let anybody talk to you about your earwax. Mine comes out brown, too. I ain't got no problem. Never been to doctor once. Yeehaw!
Message deleted.
Yeah, I don't know if you're actually okay if you've never been to the doctor to check in on it.
And if your wax is brown.
Having earwax is a good thing.
No, I know it's a good thing, but I don't think it should be brown.
It's just after if you don't have Q-tips for a couple days. Like, I didn't bring Q-tips on the trip to Chicago, and when I showered last night, you know, get it in there. You found
it to be especially brown?
You know, it looks a little, looks like a caramel delight.
Oh, man.
Oh, you put it that way.
That is not delightful.
Oh, man. Mm,
delicious.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, the next time you guys take a week off, at least put Marco and Jeets back on the air, all right?
Message deleted.
Sound strategy. Yeah, I mean, look, we were off because we were at the morning show boot camp in Chicago.
It wasn't a whole week.
It was a whole week.
It was a whole week.
Yeah, it was a whole week.
Yeah, it was.
I was here.
But the show wasn't on the air. And so the idea of, you know, putting a different morning show on because we're out for a week probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But obviously, the popular demand is for Marco and Jeets, for sure. Yeah.
Well, keep holding your breath on that one. Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
Fun little tidbit from Morning Show Boot Camp. Sylvia got hammered off of 1.5 margaritas and swore that her face was vibrating and then barfed.
It's tingling.
Yeah.
Please leave a message.
Good times?
Success.
Did you have fun? Would you do it again? All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, you're going from Track Foods to Tommy Bahama. What's your next flavor of the week?
Message deleted.
Are you trying to come at me, bro?
You missed one, though, because when we were in Houston, Mahoney was trying to clean up his image a little bit and try to look like more of a professional because for whatever reason he thought that would be a good idea. It wasn't. We all got fired anyhow. But he bought all of these really expensive custom suits from England that he had tailored, and he had lost a bunch of weight at the time, and so he got them all taken in, and now none of them fit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like I've got a pretty good summer Bahama. I feel like next summer, definitely go the entire summer as well. But new year, new tracksuit coming up January 1st. I don't think there needs to be a third one in there. I don't think there needs to be one
the
for
actual
every
suits.
Season.
There was nothing entertaining about that.
That's a lot of work.
It's a conversation piece with the tracksuits and the Tommy Bahama shirts.
What are you
going
to do for like spring or, you know?
Because we live in Las Vegas, fall. Sylvia, and it's perfect pretty much every
single day.
Every day.
Mahoney is trying to spread the gospel of the Tommy Bahama, though. He showed up today, and I don't know who it was for, but he had a Tommy Bahama shirt in its plastic package that he took to somebody's office.
Don't you ask questions. Huh. Don't you ask questions.
What about us, man?
Yeah.
Don't you ask questions?
You're going to have a finely packaged Tommy Bahama shirt, and you're going to deliver it to somebody other than
like, why would you
the
do
nucleus
in,
of the morning show?
Well, because I know
face.
That Sylvia doesn't want to wear it. Dave refuses to wear it. Ian, maybe, but I don't have any of his that small. You know.
You know I would rock a Bahama.
And you know that I would as well, and so would Sylvia.
But in solidarity, but I'm with you.
There's one. No, you wouldn't.
Don't you speak
for
me.
You don't care about comfort and style and living your best life, but there's one other person in this building who would.
It's for Bossy Rossi, isn't it?
Yeah.
And wow, you, whatever.
You douchebags gonna have matching Tommy Bahama shirts when you got to lunch together for damn, your bang bangs.
Damn straight we are, because we are men who understand about what life is about, and it's about
can
being
comfortable.
Can
you just imagine these two fat clowns rolling into a restaurant wearing matching Tommy Bahama shirts?
Oh, that'd be so cute.
That would be cute.
It would be adorable. Mm. I hope you guys like taking
like,
a picture.
Who is that? That's the Mahonies.
Oh.
It's a bang bang going down.
They're of legend around here.
That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, not a big surprise. There is a bunch of Vegas Raiders stuff that's popping up here in the Valley. But technically, you guys, it's not the Las Vegas Raiders just yet. So, they can't actually sell anything that says Las Vegas Raiders.
It just says Raiders?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Or in some cases, Oakland Raiders. Two more Raider shops are opening up here in Las Vegas, though. The third and the fourth Raider Images stores, the team's official retail outlets, are set to open at the Fashion Show Mall and at a kiosk in Concourse D at McCarran International Airport. They're slated to go live in late September when football season is in full swing.
Okay.
The other two locations, Galleria at Sunset Mall and Town Square.
I'm just going to stick with my bootleg merchandise until they're starting to sell official Las Vegas Raiders gear. Until then,
hold off.
I'm cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I mean, let's wait till they get to town. But I will say that the progress they're making on the stadium
it's going up
it's
like
pretty
crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah. We saw it when we were driving back from the airport or back from Mesquite on Saturday, and man, every time you drive by it, there's like a new section that has gone up. So they are making pretty significant strides in building that, but that shouldn't be a surprise considering how fast things get built here. Mm-hmm. T-Mobile went up overnight, it felt like. You're like, all of a sudden, there's an arena.
Wow.
Wow.
Speaking of Saturday night, we were driving back from Mesquite. Crazy storm going on.
Yeah, that seemed random because it didn't look like it was stormy beforehand.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We were in Mesquite and doing the fights out there, and we were inside for a little bit eating dinner, and we come out a couple hours or an hour later to go to outside to the fights.
Nothing going on when we went in to go to dinner,
perfectly
even on the drive
nice.
Up there.
Yeah.
And then as we're walking outside, I'm like, look at those palm trees. What the hell is going on out there?
Yeah.
And we walk out, and it's just like a dust storm from hell. You can't even see as you're walking to the little thing.
I heard that there was a dust storm.
It was pretty serious stuff. And then we sit down inside because like the thing in Mesquite at the Casablanca is a big tent,
mm-hmm.
and you just hear this. We're like, what is that noise?
Scary.
It sounds like a jet is constantly flying over us. The rain / hail mix had just let loose and was going nuts. Well, we were in the tent for the whole time, so nothing really happened beyond just hearing what was going on. But then as we're driving back to Las Vegas, we're starting to like catch back up with the storm, and we realize that there's a lot of people that are without power as the storm's going on. A lot of stoplights are out and everything else. As we sit right now, there's still a couple of thousand people here in the Valley without power. As of last night, it was at about 9,000, 60,000 people, though, lost power because of that storm, and stuff just blew everywhere.
Speaking of like right before the Raiders Stadium, when we were coming down 15, it was like the going south on the 15. If you're
right at Tropicana,
west.
Yeah, it was like where that in and out was. I'm like, why is that in and out sign off? That thing's
everything
never
was
off.
Black.
And then I'm like, oh, it's all out.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good part of town for all the power to be off.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
No one's gonna do anything illegal right now.
Uh-huh. Going down Buffalo in my neighborhood, like there were trees downed everywhere.
Yeah.
Me and my neighbor, both of our trees got just completely like just destroyed.
That sucks.
Like split in half
because it takes 32 years to grow a proper tree here in Las Vegas. So now you're like, dang it.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Just sit there and you cry over your tree. Just got to take a chainsaw to it later.
Oh, do you really?
We lost a duck. A little duck figure.
Oh, I thought you meant like an actual duck.
No,
you know what's funny is I've got that Ring app, you know.
Did you see the hen?
Somebody missing chicken.
I was like, oh.
Somebody put on the Ring app
because it's like a community. So like if there's like crime going on, people report it. And I've never seen this before, but because Mahoney and I both live in the Southwest, it's like in the neighborhood we our kids lost their pet hen. It can't fly. I'm like, oh man, I bet that hen had a hell of a Saturday night. What is happening? But sure enough, some poor missing hen in the Southwest. Oh, so if you see it, you know, don't eat it for dinner. It's some kid's pet. Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's binges and bites.
All right, so this one's pretty simple. It's just restaurants we've been enjoying here in Las Vegas and TV shows that we have been binging on. If you have a suggestion, you can text it over to us at 73100. This one just came in on the Centennial Total Text line. I would highly recommend Shameless, the U.S. version. It's highly inappropriate, but ridiculously entertaining. The first 8 seasons are on Netflix now, and that is a whole lot of adult relations. A lot.
So everybody I know, my fiance, she loves that show. Mm-hmm. My parents love that show. And oddly enough, my 80-plus-year-old grandparents
really
love William H. Macy and love that show, too. So
that's a pretty good show. And I love when something has moved over to Netflix. So I was talking about that show, Sinner, right? The one that has Jessica Biel in it. And the first season of that is now also on Netflix. So if you subscribe to that and you don't want to have to go buy it on iTunes or something, the first whole season is also on Netflix. I've been talking about Yellowstone. That remains awesome. If you're a Sons of Anarchy fan, it's kind of like that where so much bad stuff happens during the show that it's you're kind of like, there's no way that this much bad stuff would happen in a single day ever. But it's, I really like Sons of Anarchy and I really like Yellowstone as well. And that is on the Paramount Network.
For me, my girlfriend and I, excuse me, my fiance and I, we recently started, maybe last week, we started watching Breaking Bad. We never watched a single episode.
Oh, that is, I don't want to oversell it, right? That's my favorite show on TV of all time.
All we did yesterday is eat and watch Breaking Bad all day
long. It's so good. Every single episode has, they were the best at creating like an amazing cliffhanger at the end of every episode where you cannot not watch it if you have the ability to.
It has prevented us from going to bed several nights now. It's like, we want to keep watching.
Just one more.
And I'm doing my best not to series cheat.
Don't you do it.
Don't do it, man.
Oh, like, because during the week, it's much harder for us to watch. But, you know, I got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
I'm being good, though.
You're being faithful.
But if you think about it, it's been 10 years since that debuted. It came out in 2008. So kind of watching it back through the lens of the financial crisis that was going on back then. And so it still holds up. We're like almost into the fourth season right now. And Better Call Saul just debuted last Monday.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys watch that.
I've never gotten into that one.
Season as well. I love Bob Odenkirk as well. So I'm looking forward to getting into that as well. So if you haven't had a chance to do it, I know you've heard about it. But just in case you hadn't, it's still absolutely
still holds
amazing.
Up.
Oh, yeah. All I want to do is just go home and watch. I didn't even want to come to work today. I just want to stay home. And
well, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
For the first time in a week.
He's at home.
He's at home.
Benching stuff.
Sylvia?
Well, when we were in Chicago, I wanted deep dish pizza.
Yep.
So I found Giordano's and I got solid deep dish pizza, like pepperoni and mushrooms.
It was Chicago-style deep dish pizza.
Oh, it was so good. And I also had the mozzarella triangles.
And you were like, hey, wait a minute. They just opened a couple of those here in Las Vegas.
I did not know that. Yeah. I don't know where I've been, but that's going to be another place that I go to. It's Boca Park and then Bally's. Mm-hmm.
They have two locations. I actually had Giordano's the Saturday before last.
It's awesome.
And it's still phenomenal. Yeah. I mean,
even
if it's not the one based in Chicago, still just a mountain of cheese and deliciousness.
There is a place in Mesquite, if you ever get out there, the Casablanca, a steakhouse called Catherine's that Mahoney and I went to on Saturday night before the fights, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We ate at STK in Chicago while we were there. You know, national chain.
They have one at the Cosmo.
Phenomenal steak place. You know, great stuff. I think Catherine's blew that dinner away.
So they have, I love good crab legs when they're pre-cracked for you.
Yeah.
Like all the work is done. They had those, but the steaks are phenomenal. All the sides are great. The jumbo shrimp cocktail to start, like everything about it is just perfect. So, and they have these cool light up menus. They have like backlit menus. So when you open it,
you
can actually see it.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get fat.
Yeah.
But Catherine's in Mesquite, if you ever get a chance to get out there. Phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of good places to eat this week.
You bet.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, probably the top story for a whole lot of people across the Las Vegas Valley today, parents and kids, is that it is officially back to school.
Back to school to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
Do you remember the emotions that you would feel the first day going back to school?
You're wearing your new shoes.
You got your fresh backpack.
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't know exactly, like, the one that's the craziest is when you're jumping from, like, elementary to middle to high school.
Yeah.
Like, those are the
whole
scariest.
Whole new environment, you know, because you're going in as a freshman into high school, and you have no idea if you're going to get beat up or thrown into a trash can.
Seniors who have mustaches who look like adults.
You're like, what are you doing with that mustache? We're kids.
And just realize they're all idiots.
Yeah.
Everyone, nobody knows what's going on. Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
I never really got new stuff for back to school because my family was too big. So from like every third year, I'd really get the like new pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those kids going to school today and you don't have the brand new shoes, just realize it'll be okay.
It will be okay.
It'll be just fine. If you also had to go to school, everyone else had the new Adidas, and I had the Adidas with four stripes on it because my parents only took me to Payless shoes.
Okay.
Adidas.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's an exciting time. Did you see everyone complaining on Saturday? Because I guess there was an automated call that went out at like 6 a.m. from Clark County School District.
No.
And everyone on Facebook is just like, how could you on Saturday?
Shut up.
What are you doing with your ringer on anyhow?
Yeah, keep it on. Have a good silence.
Sleep.
So the clip that we played to lead us into this day, that Billy Madison clip. If you were born the year Billy Madison came out, you are now 23 and most likely graduated college.
So I guess I should have factored that in when I realized that most kids that are in the car going back to school have no idea what that is.
No idea.
No.
Maybe even their parents don't.
Hang on. I got one older for you. Ready for this? All right, here we go. Not your parents, don't lose your head.
That's Jude Cole, the great Jude Cole.
I've never heard
from the film Back to School, released 1986.
Never seen it.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Ian, what year were you born?
I was born in the year 1991.
All right. So that was even before your time, but somehow you love it. He's the one that wanted to play.
That's my driving song right there.
Is that
okay?
It is. All right.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I'm so pumped up.
I love me some Rodney Dangerfield, but I mean, when I think of Rodney, I think of
Caddyshack.
Yes.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Ian is also the person here in the studio that asked me if I wanted to go see the Meg with him.
Are you going to go with me or no?
Of course I'm not. In fact, I've lost all faith in humanity. This was the number one movie at the box office this weekend, and it beat Mission Impossible.
Of course it is, though.
What do you mean, of course it is? It looks terrible.
Yeah, but
it's just a gigantic, worse version of Jaws.
No, they have hyped this up for so long, like all the Discovery Channel Megalodon specials.
Who cares?
This guy does right here.
It's 48% fresh. What? That's garbage.
It's not meant to be an Oscar caliber film.
Even the audience is at 61.
Yeah, that's 61, though.
You would think it needs to be... The audience score needs to be at least in the 80s for it to be okay, because there's a type of person who will go pay money to see that movie. You know, you kind of know what you're getting
into. There's a lot of dumb people out
there. Why
are
you dumping on those people, though? I love terrible movies like that. People going to this film
are looking... Why are you paying money for it, then?
Because you need to see it on the big screen.
No, you don't.
It's a megalodon,
man. It made $40 million this weekend, and it's 48% fresh.
The only thing that's...
It also brought in $50.3 million in China, so a total of almost $100 million internationally.
The only thing that's deterring me, though, it's PG-13.
So it's not risque enough for you?
I was hoping for some nudes.
The film only cost $130 million to make, so
cost $130 million to make, and it still looks that bad?
It still looks that bad, but you know there's going to be a sequel now.
Of course. Actually, worldwide, Dave, $141 million. So it's got to be like, what, half of that $130 million that it cost had to be marketing, right?
Do you think the sequel will go like straight to Sci-Fi Channel?
No. I mean, they'll probably make a huge deal about out of it in theaters. I mean, it's the number one movie at the box office. Jason Statham, ironically, has really jumped the shark, hasn't he?
Well, he hasn't done a good movie since...
Transporter. Like, that was the last good thing he did.
Would you even call that good?
At least...
Like, I would say Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels were the last good thing that Jason Statham did.
Yeah. Transporter was all right. Like, the first one. And then by the time you're on, like, the Transporter 7, you're like, all right, Jay, you're just phoning it in. And he's kind of notoriously just a total a-hole to everyone.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever.
And he does the same thing in every single film, too.
He doesn't have a really wide range. But number one movie at the box office, I am literally shocked by that. If you want to go see a good action movie, I saw Mission Impossible Fallout. It's phenomenal. I mean, Tom Cruise is the best. I hate Tom Cruise, but I love watching Tom Cruise movies.
Because Tom Cruise running is the best thing
in the history
of cinema.
They have caught on to that. There's a good 5-minute sequence of him just running. And it is beautiful. That is a cinematic masterpiece.
Does he like run a full mile around a track 4 times? Like, dude, what do you mean a 5-minute sequence? Dude. Why would he be running for that long?
Go see the movie and see.
I guess so.
It is worth
chasing him. That doesn't get tired after that long.
He's chasing someone.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, spoiler.
I'll leave that at
all right. So I don't want to, you know, cycle back to an old story, but we have to talk about this because it's a crazy one. This tech billionaire who got busted. So this actually happened last week here in Las Vegas. We were out. It's a guy who's a billionaire who got busted with all kinds of drugs in his room. So he was hanging out in his room with a 37-year-old. He's 59. And the girl that he was hanging out with is also super rich. She's the wife of the direct heir to Wells Fargo. Like, her last name is actually Fargo.
Of course.
And so they had this big nitrous oxide canister in the room. And she did so much of it that she passed out. And he's outside of the room. I don't know if he was in his underwear, but I'm just imagining he was. Like, banging on the door trying to get in because he didn't have a key. And so hotel security shows up because I guess it was a pretty nice room, as you would expect a couple of billionaires to be staying in. And they're like, what's going on? They go into the room and they find, like, a crazy amount of drugs. And not just some drugs, but meth and coke and heroin, and 93 Winnie the Pooh ecstasy tabs, and a bunch of Cialis.
There's a bunch. They have Winnie the Pooh ecstasy tabs?
Yeah. Well, with Christopher Robin being
worst viral marketing campaign ever.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So a crazy storm on Saturday night, and winds here in the Las Vegas Valley, 50, 60, 70 miles per hour. At one point, thousands, like 60,000 people were without power. They got it down to 9,000 as of this morning. It's only a couple of thousand, but still, being without power here in Las Vegas this time of year, kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Pretty damn hot. This one comes to us from the Centennial Toyota text line. Cabana between Flamingo and DI looked like a gang of crazy-ass lumberjacks were on the loose. And Mahoney, you said when you were going home on Saturday night after the worst of it blew through that a whole bunch of the trees on Buffalo were down as well?
Yeah, down Mountain's Edge, going down Buffalo near Exploration Peak or Park. The trees, I mean, like somebody with a chainsaw just drove by and probably 10, 12 down trees. Just,
you lost your precious tree as well.
My Palo Verde tree. I'm going to have to replace it with a nice Japanese blueberry.
Oh, you already have plans as to what you're going to replace it
with? Yeah, we were going to tear down that tree.
Anyway. You're so old.
What are you talking about, man? It's all about, arbor stuff. Is that what you refer to trees as?
Is it? I don't know. Anyone know?
It's not a shrub.
No. It's all about arbor stuff.
It's all about the arbor stuff.
Yeah.
You're sitting here in your Tommy Bahama shirt talking about arbor stuff.
You act like your wife doesn't give a damn about the trees in your yard.
She does. And you know what? You never really appreciate how much work and money goes into that crap until you have a wife that really cares about that stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, let's go to Star Nursery. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's going to cost me a grand.
Yeah, trees.
Bunch of bushes, man. Like, what the hell are we doing?
These things grow for free out in nature. What the hell?
This one coming to us from the text line as well. I lost my whole week because I have a pool business. Yeah, going to be 12-hour days this week.
Oh,
brutal.
If you think about all the stuff that blows around and how much it must suck to have a pool when you have, good thing we're poor, huh? When you have a pool and then everything blows into it. I can roll out a cover
like
for that.
Like, if you live in some place where it actually, like,
if you live in Chicago, where we were this past week, you'd have a cover for the pool so it doesn't, you know, freeze over. But otherwise,
traditionally.
I was on Craig driving home when the storm started. It got really bad on the overpass going over the 15. I saw a construction sign come up and fly across the road into somebody's windshield.
Oh, my God.
That was definitely the worst part of the storm because I was driving in it. So I don't know if it's still there, but yesterday afternoon, if you're driving south on Buffalo right before we get to Warm Springs, you know sometimes in those dirt lots they'll park tractor trailers?
Yeah.
And sometimes like the tractor trailer will just leave the trailer behind and then come back and pick it up later. There's a tractor trailer that the whole bitch just tipped right over. Dude. I don't know if there's anything in it or not, but on Buffalo, going south right before we get to Warm Springs, the back end of a tractor trailer just totally on its side.
Yeah, those winds were insane. One of the National Weather Service, they had one of those radars out here. Mm-hmm. It detected like 70-mile-per-hour winds, but then it got knocked over. So it wasn't reading the rest of the night.
You don't even know how crazy it was getting out there then. It's true, man. Yeah, dang. It was... There was a whole like exit sign. You know what I'm talking about? Like the thing that says like exit here for Tropicana on 215 going westbound. That was totally on the other side of the 215. That's like the insane. Wood just broke into pieces. The whole thing.
This storm just seems so random. It just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why Mother Nature is scary as hell, man. Like wind can just destroy. It's not like you're like, oh, this is just air blowing on you. You should be fine, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like covered in shrapnel from who knows what. Who knows where? I don't know, man.
Did you find something in your backyard or did you lose something? 702-791-1075. More of your calls and posts coming up right now. It's back.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. So talking about the crazy storm on Saturday night, what did you lose and what did you gain as a result of the storm? Robert said, lost my patience with Nevada Energy. I can see why.
Trying to sleep when you don't have air conditioning.
It's the worst.
Ugh. They did have some shelters that were set up for people that lost AC, because especially if you're older, and there's lots of retirement communities here in Las Vegas. Yeah, sure.
Scary as hell. I mean, you don't think about it until you lose it. Then you're like, oh.
You don't realize like how helpless you are until you lose power or you lose, even on your phone. Like when your phone dies.
It's the worst.
You're like, how do I find my way anywhere? How do I contact anyone?
How do I go to work?
Can I get on Facebook?
What do I do? Help!
Help!
Eric said, I found a shower curtain and a couple of dead birds in my backyard.
Oh.
A shower curtain.
How much does it suck if you're a bird when there is 75 mile an hour wind?
Everything is fine, and then, oh my God.
Aww, I've seen, I haven't been outside during 75 mile an hour winds watching birds, but I've seen, 50 mile an hour gusts and watching birds try to, fly against them.
Yeah.
And they just stay in one place.
They're not moving anywhere.
You're like, oh, that poor guy. Just land, buddy.
David on Twitter said, I left my windows cracked in my truck so it doesn't get that hot inside. Woke up to sand everywhere.
No.
Even if it didn't get hit with the rain, all of just the sand.
And trying to get it out. Like vacuums, you can get most of it out.
What's worse?
But then you still get like that grainy feeling.
Yeah, sand in your butt crack or sand in your truck?
You can wash your butt crack out pretty easy.
In your truck, because then it'll travel to your butt crack.
Well, what are you, are you driving without pants on?
Yeah, you just,
are you going ass to seat in your truck?
Sylvia, what kind of party is this?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Caleb said, I am the proud new owner of a mostly broken, but still a brand new to me trampoline, thanks to the winds on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Man, you ever see those trampolines go? Oh, man, it's so great.
Yeah.
Just woof.
Do you trust it, though? Them.
Oh, if you find it in your backyard?
Yeah.
That depends on how much you like your kids. Run them out there. Have them give it a shot for you. Yeah.
Go test it.
Give it a bounce.
Yeah.
See what happens.
You know, before Sylvia jumped on those things, they were just called Olean's.
Oh, I got it. I get what you're trying to say. Dairy.
Oh. This one coming to us on the Centennial Total Text Line. Ian, whoop, whoop.
Oh, whoop, whoop, fam.
Were your cats upset about you leaving the window open?
Oh, yeah. So I totally did not realize because I don't frequently check the weather, so I didn't know the storm was coming.
And again, it came out of nowhere.
It did. Yeah, it did. I left my living room window just slightly cracked open.
Mm-hmm.
And covered in sand. And
neat.
My blinds are all messed up now. My cats, luckily, are okay.
Did you get any sand in your bed, though?
No, not in my bed, luckily. That would be amazing. Because my bedroom's in the other room.
Know.
So, no,
well,
I'm just
the living room, right?
Yeah, it was the living room. It's not noticeable, but like if I'm walking around with my shoes off, it's just uncomfortable. Or, I feel like I have dirty carpet now.
Oh man, like Eric on Facebook said I was working Uber and I was about to pick up at the sportsbook entrance of the Westgate, and my back window got smashed out.
Oh,
oh,
freaking scary!
This one, also scary. On Saturday, it was my mom's 55th birthday party. We rented a huge tent for her party, and then the dust storm hit.
Oh, no.
It was almost taken by the wind. Everyone that attended the party was helping to hold onto the tent. It was the scariest thing ever. Can you imagine if the wind had just picked up a little bit more, and your whole party just...
Oh, no.
Why would you try to save the tent?
Well, because you're in it. All your stuff's in there.
You want the deposit back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well,
yeah, you probably have a cooler full of PJ or something that you made. You don't want to lose that.
Risking your life for a tent.
You still do that at 55?
What?
A cooler full of PJ?
What's PJ? Are you talking about jungle juice?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah. What? Just called PJ where in South Carolina where I went to college.
Jungle juice, man.
Yeah, but a bunch of Everclear and a bunch of other...
Just you may throw everything
fruit
in there.
And then, the girls at the party are like, oh, it's just fruit. I'm just going to eat it. You're like, don't eat the fruit. And then 2 hours later. And the final one here coming from Warren. My Yorkie went outside to investigate the wind and then gone. I went to run outside and he finally came back in with a look on his face like, what just happened to me?
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This message is for Mahoney. When you guys were talking about your middle school fears, my fear also was the locker combination.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, I was afraid that I would forget my locker combination. Right there with you, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Not only was that a crippling fear in middle school, because normally in most elementary schools, at least where I grew up, you didn't have lockers. You get them for the first time when you go to middle school.
Right. Yeah.
And trying to remember where your locker is, first and foremost, hard and pain in the ass.
Really hoping that you don't get set next to somebody that you mortally hate.
Yes.
Which is also entirely possible.
Always. And then trying to remember that locker combination. That fear has pushed over into my adult life. And one of the main reasons I stopped going to the gym, Dave.
Oh, is that why?
That is one of the main reasons.
You can just get a key, right? Most gyms don't have.
But then
you don't bring your own lock.
Where are you going to carry your keys?
The little pocket on the back of your shorts. You know, a little zip pocket.
No,
on the back.
You sit down. You're trying to do something.
Well, I mean, how big is a key? Yeah, it's not chunky. it's pretty thin.
It's not like one of those old time keys that like one of those
skeleton keys,
right? I don't know about you, but any key digging into my butt is not a key that I want. I'm not a size queen like some people here.
Sylvia can tell you. Sometimes if the key is small enough, you don't even know.
It's fine.
It's fine. Whatever. You know what I was terrified of? A fear boner. And so it was cyclical, right? Because there was a kid named Brian Day who got a in middle school, and it lasted all day.
All day?
And ever since then, I was terrified that that would also happen to me.
At that point, don't you just go to the bathroom?
No, you got to consult a doctor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
So he's like, take care of it. Doesn't work like that.
Right.
Yeah. Not if it's that.
Yeah.
Like for guys our age, yeah, you just take care of it once and for a week and a half, you're good. Don't have to worry about anything. But yeah, that was always terrifying to me.
Do you guys ever
luckily never happened.
I always got really bad stomach noises in middle school. My stomach would grumble and it would be so embarrassing.
Was it that before lunch?
Yeah, it was always before lunch. And it would always everybody would always look at me and be like, oh, somebody's hungry. And I'm like, no, I got diarrhea. I'm really nervous.
Did you get the
bubble guts?
Did you get that from bending over? Because I would sleep in class. And so you'd lean over, but it's, you're sleeping at a weird angle, at a right angle on your desk, with your head down on the desk.
Yeah.
So
the worst is when you
that extra pressure.
You try to be cool with the way you're sleeping. You put your hand just over your eyes and then you'd start drooling. Or there was this one kid who every time he'd fall asleep, he'd fart. And most of the time it was loud enough that it would wake him up. So if you just fart in your sleep, whatever. You don't even know what's going on until well after the fact. But if it's loud enough where it startles you awake.
If you're drifting off to sleep and you're your head kind of bounces.
Yeah.
Does that weird bounce
thing? Oh, the worst.
Thing? Yeah. Because you get scared. You're falling.
I'm glad those days are over, man.
Yeah.
But when you're experiencing them, there's nothing that, you can't, your daughter's going to be starting school here, in the next couple of years. Trying to tell them that this does not matter right now. That like nobody's going to remember anything. That you're not even going to remember these people's names or what they did.
We're all awkward and we're all stupid and we all fail at everything.
That doesn't register with kids, though, when you tell
them. It's not going to. No,
it is the biggest thing in the
world. It just takes years of like getting beaten down and your goals getting. In your dreams getting ripped away from you to realize that nothing really matters.
Maybe this would matter if there weren't so many failures in front of you, young one. But trust me, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Farting in class, you'll be
no
fine.
No big deal.
Please leave
let it go.
After the
literally.
So my wife is upset with me because I got a message on Instagram. One of those messages that you have to approve because it was from someone you don't follow, It was the classic bot, hot, blonde European lady with only two pictures telling me she wants to do dirty things to me.
Message deleted.
If your wife gets mad about that, she needs to learn how Instagram works.
Yeah.
Because there's no threat. There's no woman actually out there.
Get divorced. Do it. You'll save yourself
good
a
advice.
Favor.
Yeah.
I mean,
nothing matters in middle school and get divorced from that chick. Those are the two things if we give you any advice today.
As a wife, go look at the profile of it. Yeah, like you said, if there's only like two, three pictures, then you're like, okay, whatever.
If she's like, honey, I love you so much, and there's a bunch of misspellings, then you have to click a link to contact
her. Trying to send you a link to her all of her naked photos.
Also, by the way, like hot chicks don't reach out to very average looking dudes on Instagram to try to hook up. Does not happen.
Never.
Ian.
I get so many.
No, you don't.
Yes, all right,
No, you don't.
Please leave a message.
That's me catfishing you.
I mean, I can tell that your lives are pretty stressful and tough. So I just want to know what's your go-to activity for decompressing.
Message deleted.
I mean, we play victim all the time, like everyone does. Our lives are not actually that stressful.
No, not at all.
And our go-to move for decompressing is what everyone else is.
Drinking.
Get blackout drunk. Yeah, and forget the day happened. Or if you're Sylvia, have 1.5 margaritas,
and then you're
swear your face is vibrating, and then barf.
Yeah.
The huge.
Normal Thursday night for Sylvia.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so, we all heard about that guy from the Brewers. Who said some not so smart things on Twitter from years ago? All right, let's not talk about that. Now, I know you guys aren't that dumb, but do you guys ever remember, posting something stupid and deleting it years later?
Message deleted.
It's actually a good question. If there's one thing that we all took away from the morning show boot camp that we were all just at, there was a guy on stage that was like, hey, I recommend doing this. He's like, go on to this, what is it, delete your tweets or something?
Tweet deleter or something like that.
Yeah.
And it'll delete all of your tweets from all of the years past, which is probably a good idea. And he had a great point that like nobody is going back to like enjoy how witty you were 13 years ago on Twitter
or five years ago.
They're just going to try to find something to torch your life and career with. So just go delete all your old social media posts, because even if it didn't seem stupid at the time, you probably said some pretty dumb stuff.
The course of the society changes as well. What was acceptable, like a joke that was acceptable 12 years ago when we were, Twitter was getting started, is completely different than where it is in 2018. So I've been cultivating and curating my tweets. Literally, if you look at my Twitter, I've got like 700 tweets, and I've been on there for 10 years.
So you have been deleting them.
From day one. Same thing with Facebook.
Really?
Nobody's going back through. Like, if you scroll down through your Facebook, same thing. Like, nobody's going through that to find. All I'm doing is looking for dirt on you.
If
you start getting into a new relationship with somebody, something along those lines, or if you just become new friends with somebody from work or something like that, the only reason I'm going through there is to find something incriminating, like, God, that person's stupid, or...
And it's always there. It's always there. I mean, like, that's the thing with us growing up in an age where social media wasn't prevalent until we got into our 20s, right?
Yeah.
Is that there was revisionist history. There was plausible deniability. You're like, I was probably a douchebag back then, but I didn't really know better. Now it's all documented how much of a douchebag you were as you were growing up.
I do appreciate, though, the fact that, some of these dumbass up-and-coming professional athletes who were being very racist like 5-6 years ago, that gets exposed. Because if you're dumb enough to be racist in general,
if you're driving the N-word 5 years ago,
I don't want good things to happen to you. Yeah. Being stupid, making a dumb joke is one thing. But if you're just being blatantly racist, I want bad things to happen to you.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I don't know why, and I probably shouldn't just accuse you of this, Mahoney, but fairly educated guess here. Are you a snorer? Like, do you drive your girlfriend crazy with your snoring?
When I'm fat, I am.
Yeah.
I don't snore as much, nearly as much, when I'm skinny Mahoney, but fat Mahoney, like 2018, being a fat year, she kicked me last night because I was snoring.
Does that work? Because it seems like she kicks you a lot. When you pass
she's,
gas aggressively?
She's like a donkey. just loves kicking me.
Sylvia, you've reason. Slept with a lot of guys. Have you ever had somebody in your bed that snores too much?
I think I snore.
Do you?
I've caught myself.
Yeah. That's the worst when you wake up. You're like, was it? That was me, wasn't it?
Dang it.
This guy over in the UK actually called their version of 911-999 to report that his wife's snoring was too loud. And we have some audio. Would you like to hear it?
What fee is she, sir?
Yeah, that's my wife. She keeps snoring.
You're ringing because your wife keeps snoring?
Well, she's very disturbing me. I can't know what to do. I don't know what I should do.
That's not what we can do, sir. Maybe when your wife wakes up, then maybe in the week you can speak to her about going to the doctors and...
It should sound like a motorbike.
I will advise you, sir. This isn't a police matter, by the way. Okay.
How bad?
He said she sounds like a motorbike. Did you catch that?
It should sound like a motorbike.
I will advise you, sir. This isn't a police matter, by the way. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a police matter, sir.
How aggressive are you snoring?
Well, I dated a girl when I was living down in San Diego 10 years ago.
Oh, God, I forgot about this.
And this is probably the meanest thing I've ever done on the radio.
You recorded her while she was snoring loudly, and then you played it on the morning show without telling her.
Well, and I didn't tell my team that I was working with at the time what the audio was, so we got to try to guess what it was, and it was like, is that like a 68 Bronco stuck in the mud trying to turn over?
Oh man.
She did not find that hilarious, but I did.
Did she break up with you after that?
No. I broke up with her then left. Oh. Down.
Man, I bet she looks fondly back on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, real.
And at least you continue to bring it up a decade later.
I wish I still had the audio. Yeah. I wish I did. I don't. That's bad. I'm not organized if I still had that.
We should have a snore-off where we get listeners to record their significant others snoring and send us the audio.
The great snore-off.
Yeah, the great snore-off of 2018. Yeah.
Which is great because this show's a snooze fest.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dipsy or toddler?
Ray is joining us this morning to play a round of Dipsy or Toddler. How's it going, Ray?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you have a baby. So you've dealt with some toddler speak in the past, yeah?
Yes, I have.
All right. So this game, pretty simple. We got five quotes for you. You're just trying to figure out what was said by a Dipsy person or a toddler. The things that are said by tipsy people and things that are said by toddlers, eerily similar when you just look at what is read on the paper. We are just going to read them to you in hopefully the most generic way possible. You get three or more correct. You're going to see Social D on October the 27th. Simple enough?
Okay.
If you get one correct today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Mahoney, whenever you're ready, number one, please.
Here we go.
Okay.
What? What's that? What does that mean? Apples in this Furlando. Vlaw! But it was good until we ate it off.
What?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
A toddler.
A toddler is correct. You're on the board with one.
Let's take a listen to this child.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Apples in this Furlando floor, but it wasn't good and we ate it off.
That kid is drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Apple cider, man.
Yeah,
man, hard apple cider.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Ray, congratulations on the board with one. Sylvia, number two, please.
So sell what you sauce. My aid is Irm manatees.
Ooh.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's a toddler.
Toddler is
incorrect this time. I'm sorry. That person had too much to drink. Let's have a listen.
So tell you what, says my toddler.
One more time.
Way to go, Ian. Way to sound that out. He does say manatees there at the end.
So tell you what, says my toddler.
Manatees, manages? I don't know. Whatever.
That sounded like manatees to me. Whatever. All right. You're 1-1.
Yeah. Here we go. On to number 3. Foo is done. Foo. The ding is like, guy and girl, all you got to do, sits back, enjoy.
Yeah.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Ooh. Toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm so sorry. Let's have a listen.
Foo is done. Foo, the thing is like, guy and girl, all you gotta do, sit back and enjoy.
Some solid advice right there, man.
Yeah,
Ray, you're still in this, but you must get the next 2 correct. Otherwise, these tickets go into caller number 10.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Pay attention.
Oh, no.
Pay attention, Ray. Fit. You want a due day? Yeah. Thing and dat. Shake it. Stick. It's just crazy.
Tipsy, toddler, or Elmer Fudd?
Ray?
I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler is correct. Yes. You're still alive.
Good.
You are still alive.
It all comes down to the final one,
fifth,
Ray.
And final one. You get this right, you get the tickets.
Okay. No more Publis. You have to be polite. Can he be a girl?
What was that?
That is correct. Sylvia, one more time, if you would.
We get another rendition of that last sentence.
Yeah. Neato.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Ray?
A tipsy person.
Tipsy person is correct for the win. You did it.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. We have to hear that. Though.
Yeah, let's have a listen to that audio because Sylvia did a marvelous job acting that out.
Just following instructions.
Yeah. One more time. How did it go?
Not bad. You heard.
Come on.
No.
All right.
No more problems. You gotta be polite. Can't be a girl.
You toned it
down. I was close.
Yeah, you had like the PG version there. What the hell is happening?
NC-17.
Yeah. Can't be a girl.
Oh, my God.
Fun fact, that is a an audio clip of Bossy Rossi eating.
That's true.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Got a good one for you today in the Redneck Report, and we'll start with a couple of guys not actually in Florida, but they're from Florida.
Okay.
They tried to bamboozle Tarjay.
Oh, no. Aww. You're not trying to steal from one of our favorite places to shop.
Hell no. I mean, you can do this to Walmart, but not to Target.
Oh,
come on. They're the classy cousins.
Yes, we're paying more so we don't have to deal with these sort of antics.
According to the warrants, between January 16th and January 18th, a couple of guys from Florida purchased 69 external hard drives.
Just a specific amount, an interesting specific amount.
They went to 16 different Target stores in order to get these 69 different hard drives.
Okay.
Once the boxes were opened by Target employees, they discovered that they had bought all these hard drives, taken all the guts out from the hard drives, and then filled them back up with Play-Doh, sealed them back up, and returned them.
Why would you not
ever
just put
need 69 hard drive guts?
And why would you use Play-Doh? Why not just rocks?
Well, the total theft value, which again, this seems like a whole lot of work, going to 16 different Targets, doing all the work of taking them apart, filling them with Play-Doh, putting them back.
Like $5,000?
Close, $6,100. Again, seems like a whole lot of work for something that now they have these huge charges for. They've been charged with an organized scheme to defraud and conspiracy to commit organized crime to defraud. They're both believed to be in Orange County, so police are actively looking for them now. Neato.
I mean, Play-Doh smells really good. I understand. It does.
When you first open it up, yes, and then it gets nasty.
It gets hard and gross, and then you're like trying to put the hard piece in with the soft stuff, and it all just like hurts your hands. And
no, at that point, you throw that hard stuff away.
What's going on? How much does this Play-Doh had to drink?
Never. Hey, it happens, okay? More than 75 goats and sheep escaped in New Jersey. This is just a couple of days after the mass goating that happened in Idaho, where there was like 150 goats that were just wandering around a neighborhood, and everyone was so confused as to why these goats were out. Well, now, here we go again. End of last week, 75 goats and sheep escaped in New Jersey. There was a livestock auction, and somebody didn't fully close a gate, and 75 goats and sheep wandering around New Jersey.
We're getting out of here. We're going streaking.
That's a bad idea. Oh, man. Speaking of streaking, a Florida woman, 23 years old, by the name of Kelly Renee, was driving a black Toyota Prius at a high rate of speed.
Just being eco-friendly, Dave.
Yeah. And attempted to pass some vehicles in oncoming traffic at about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Perfect time for this. Mm-hmm. Deputies tried to pull her over. She just kept running. She then proceeded to crash her car into a tree. She got out of the vehicle and was running away from the cops on foot, and then jumped on into the nearby Indian River Lagoon, proceeded to take off all of her clothes, and swam away from deputies. Unfortunately for her, those deputies had a patrol boat, and so they just drove over to her and pulled her out of the water. She then tried to headbutt one and kicked a bunch of the other officers. Now she's been charged with basically everything. Way to go, Kelly Renee.
I get why you strip down, though, because have you ever tried to swim, or have you ever been pushed into a lake or a pool
with clothes
with
on?
Your clothes
oh,
on?
Man.
You are sinking straight to the bottom.
It's the worst. And last but not least, a husband and wife in Florida were just having dinner at a Japanese steakhouse on Sunday night when suddenly the man offered to perform an erotic dance.
Oh.
And the wife could not help it. Again, another one of these names. James Dylan Jordan, three first names, of course.
What?
24, drunkenly approached a random couple at the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse. He then started taking off his clothes and dancing in front of the woman. When she told him, "I would prefer if you stop," he insulted her and threatened to fight her husband. He was arrested by deputies on a charge of disorderly conduct in an establishment and taken to jail, where he was released on a $150 bond.
So $15 to post bail on that?
Yeah.
I imagine as he starts to take off his pants and perform this erotic dance for this young lady and this couple, she goes, "Sir, we ordered the T-bone, not the shrimp."
1275 with Dave and Mahoney.
Except this for us.
It's about to get weird. Dave and Mahoney present...
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching your eyes, looking for...
Looking for love in all the wrong places is a very sweet feature. A lot of people look for love on the internet, and that includes us. Only it's not actually us looking for love. Ian will take it upon himself to do a write-up. And every time that you do this, you do something unique. Sometimes you do it on behalf of one of us. In this case, you just wrote a poem that you call Sapphire. Only this isn't actually a poem that you wrote. You just stole the lyrics from 311's Amber.
Who are poets in their own right.
Right.
Let me tell you.
And you got some interesting responses.
Ugh.
And by interesting, I mean, like, I'm actually having a hard time looking at this.
Yeah.
You mean hairy responses, really.
Yeah,
hairy.
Really, very. Sylvia, have you had a chance to look at this yet? I just want you to take a peek here. And
oh, my God.
That is disgusting.
It is a, horrible looking piece of manhood that is just so unkempt.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's disgusting.
But before, it looks depressed.
It looks so sad. It's like... If Snuffleupagus drank too much.
Yeah. If Grover had a heroin problem.
God dang.
So let me just read Ian's brilliant write-up here that caused the reaction of this.
If Gonzo hadn't trimmed his eyebrows in 25 years.
I can't see anything. So dark in here.
That's what he is.
Ugh, it's gross.
The title is, the poem is called Sapphire. And it goes, "What is the color of your energy? I'm Terry. I'm all about chill vibes and laid-back attitudes. I'm mostly 40 and not looking for any drama. I can say mostly because age is just a number. You live too far away. Your voice rings like a bell anyway. Don't give up your independence unless it feels all right. Nothing good comes easily. Sometimes you just got to fight." And then you put in parentheses, "That's a poem I wrote recently. Will you fight me? ? Will you fight for us? ? I have 5 kids who don't talk to me anymore. Clean for almost 8 days now. No diseases. Last tested 2014. Paperwork or somewhere. If you're down to chill, hit me up. Tell me something in the message. I don't respond to one-line attempts.
You got to work.
That's very important.
You got to work because if you want this.
Almost exclusively, he got one-line attempts. And the first one, which was the picture of the Thunder Zone, that is a lot more thunder than lightning.
It does look like an elephant, like right as he's coming out of the forest.
Yeah. He's just starting to emerge.
Oh.
Gross.
It said, maybe my hairy friend can help you out. Signed, Hale.
Hale, though.
And what's really amazing is that it's just so unimpressive.
It's disgusting.
Sylvia, I really don't.
You have to rate it here. Scale of 1 to 10.
Zero.
Zero.
Negative 3.
Negative 7.
Also want to let you guys know, that is definitely a photo of a photo.
Yeah, so he took a picture of this maybe on a Polaroid and then took a picture of it with his phone, but you can tell because the different contrast at the top.
Somebody had to develop that.
Like, just lie, man. Like, take a picture of something larger and more impressive.
Ugh. Oh, that's just, I could, ugh.
This next guy, which I think all dudes wrote you.
Well, there were a couple that were unnamed.
Maybe this one here, Sam, could be male or female. Yep. But this one is definitely a guy from Rick. I love your writing. I can't say I know of 311, but if it's laid back, I'll probably like it. I'm sorry to hear about your kids. What do you want to meet tonight? Rick. That's a pretty decent attempt.
Yeah.
Showing some empathy for the fact that your kids hate you.
And
sorry to hear about your kids. Let's do weird stuff.
Yeah. Let's best way to forget about your broken marriage and your family that hates you is some weird truck stop meetup, you know?
This one is from Sam, so we don't know if this is a male or female, but you seem like a sensitive soul. Is this post your epiphany? I couldn't help. I've struggled in the past, too. Not looking for anything serious, but maybe you can change that, Sam.
Oh.
Again, pretty good attempt, right?
Not a bad shot.
And then there's three that maybe aren't quite as good. This one from Don. I'd like for you to test before we meet. Peeps in my past have lied to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Don.
Don's about Don safety.
Don what happened?
He's been burned, literally.
Yeah. And then two more that are definitely one-line attempts and very little energy put into either of these. Unnamed on both of them. First one, just calling you out. Dude, that's not a poem.
How dare you?
And the final one
here. Hexum is a modern-day poet, you son of a bitch.
And also, you explicitly said, I do not respond to one-line attempts. This one, also from unnamed. What that mouth do?
Oh.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
So there was... I tell you what, man. The creepiness of guys never ceases to amaze me.
Okay.
You remember when we were kids, Mahoney? When we'd sit there and watch the scrambled channels on satellite just for the hopes of catching the glimpse of an areola.
Or possibly just the audio as well.
Anything would do, right?
We were happy with, it was a different time. It was a different age.
It was a lot harder to get access to things. I distinctly remember.
You had to have a friend's dad who was a pervert.
Yeah. My buddy Joe, who lived down the street, I remember when I went to his dad's construction company work site. And in their warehouse, they had a whole stack of Playboy magazines, and I was in that bathroom for longer than I needed to be, if we're being honest, because I didn't have access to that store.
Dave was
stuff.
Reading the articles.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Couldn't put it down. No, I got... yeah.
Don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Aww.
I really actually remember looking at the Sears Sunday ads for bras when I was a young man, and...
The bikini section, the underwear section.
The underwear section. It was just people standing there in like non-revealing bras, and that was enough for me.
If you had a friend's mom who got the Victoria's Secret catalog, God, you had
hit the jackpot on that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, the reason why I say, it never ceases to amaze me just how creepy that guys are is because somebody has found the first nude scene that Marilyn Monroe ever did. Mm-hmm. From 57 years ago. Never actually made the movie. It thought that it was said to be something that ended up on the cutting room floor and has been gone for over half of a century. 57 years ago, somebody just found it.
Do you really want to see naked video or film from, even if it is somebody as iconic as Marilyn Monroe, from 50, 60, 70 years ago?
Well, Ian, Do you?
Mahoney, the answer is hell yeah, dude. Why not?
Yeah, he actually searched it for
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't yeah, okay, okay, let's break this down for a second here. It doesn't. You don't think it's creepy that she's dead?
No, I don't think it's creepy at all.
Because there's
dead porn. There's a bunch of dead porn. Stars. Yeah, I and watch I can't. Their stuff.
As soon as they die, they are off the.
Oh no, you gotta honor them. They're out of the rotation. You gotta honor their legacy. Man.
I'll take it a step further.
No, that's
once
creepy.
Once they reach a certain
level,
that's
super creepy.
That's not creepy at all. I'm not thinking about them dead.
You should.
Yeah.
That's creepy,
out of respect, Mahoney.
That is creepy.
I'll take it a step further. Even the ones that have gone way downhill, like Jenna Jameson today, is such a turnoff for me that I can't.
I like new Jenna Jameson.
You do?
You're
yeah. Well, I mean, he likes
I'm really
older
not. Congratulations on the baby and the sobriety also, Jenna. Good for you.
Wait, she's sober now?
Yeah, she is. And she's and did she have another baby? Great. Yeah, man. Ugh. She's good. What do you guys, man, you guys got to keep up with this stuff.
What are you doing? What
Dewey,
are you?
Dewey.
You are
I have a flapper fetish.
Of a human being.
You have a flapper fetish?
A what
You're full of it. You're so full of
I'm
it.
I'm not, really.
So a Turkish woman is suing her husband. She has filed for divorce and is demanding financial compensation after claiming that her 9-year marriage became intolerable because her husband began wearing sexy thongs and pantyhose around the house. The woman's lawyer told the press that the husband began to wear makeup and dress in women's clothes 2 years ago. She has filed for divorce and demanded a compensation of about 200,000 Turkish lira, which is $38,000 US.
Okay, yeah. Still a lot of money.
The husband filed a countersuit alleging the woman questioned both his gender and fertility.
How dare she?
Look, life is short, man. Like, if wearing pantyhose and thongs around the house is what gets your rocks off, like, just
don't,
do it.
Just don't wear hers because you're going to stretch them out.
Yeah, just stretch them out. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not
but
cool.
But she herself said that he would wear sexy thongs and pantyhose around the house. Were you just intimidated, Karen?
Yeah, maybe he looked better.
Yeah, she's self-conscious.
Here's the thing.
Maybe his butt looked really good in those thongs.
And I actually think that this is a line from Jenna Jameson where she was talking about how to be happy in a relationship on one of those terrible VH1 shows back in the day. Yeah. But I actually agree with her sentiment. Like, if you're in a relationship and your significant other wants you to jump out of the closet covered in peanut butter wearing only a sock, like, you better do it or she'll find somebody else that will do it for her. Like, that's the thing, is like, you have to acquiesce to certain levels of weird stuff that your partner wants you to do to stay happy in a relationship. You just do.
I don't know if you have to necessarily acquiesce, but you should get that out of the way early on. Like, if that's one of the things that you're into, being covered in peanut butter and made into a an Elvis sandwich, you know, covered in bananas, whatever, you know, while she sings Nothing But a Hound Dog. While
you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh, yeah, baby. I am a banana split from hell. Hell yes, this is sexy.
You may want
what do you mean this isn't going to work? Where are you going?
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A guy trying to strip at a steakhouse? Maybe he thought he was at a Steak and Shake.
Message deleted.
Maybe he wanted a strip steak.
I think that guy texted in that same joke.
No, he doubled down on that one? Yeah. He called and texted.
Yeah, he called. Yeah, Dave,
yeah, right?
But Dave, I think Dave was worse. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty.
A strip steak?
Dave, I mean, really? You can't just sit here and insult my joke. What's a better one?
I didn't order a New York strip. I ordered a Florida strip.
I didn't understand that one, but it's...
See, why would you laugh at that then?
The delivery was amazing.
The delivery was amazing.
A New York strip just is because a cut of meat.
Because he laughed at his own joke? he's got a good laugh. Yeah. He's got a good laugh.
It's a cute laugh. It's
a good laugh.
All right.
There's maybe a petite filet joke in there as well.
No, that's not a joke, sadly. That's a harsh reality.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Cheesy pickup lines. Hipster chicks love that stuff. I want to snag me a chick that knits.
Message deleted.
There is nothing.
Hipster chicks love pickup lines?
No, they don't.
Ian, you're kind of a hipster chick.
Your girlfriend's a hipster chick.
Yeah, they like the irony of just cheesiness in general.
Does your girlfriend knit?
No, she doesn't.
Is that something that you guys have talked about taking up, though? Because I've seen knitting.
No, we resent that stuff. Like, we're not going out for avocado toast. We're not knitting. We're not, you know, doing goat yoga or any. Oh, wait, she did do goat yoga. We aren't doing that, though.
You're not taking part of that.
No.
Do you only drink your coffee out of a French press?
No, actually. I drink it out of a mug that has a bunch of David Mahoney morning show.
So I actually Googled cheesy pickup lines, and it took me to Reddit. And there's a couple in there that are good.
Okay.
One is, I've got all these forks and knives, and all I need is a little spoon. Downside is you always have to carry around cutlery. The upside is you've always got cutlery. And this one's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
Do you have an ugly boyfriend?
No.
Want one?
That is a good one. Yeah,
but then wouldn't good. You assume that you have low self-esteem?
Whatever, yeah, man. Well, you
see, you're self-deprecating. I would overthink.
You're still overthinking
like, nope,
it. Yeah.
Done.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Remember when we didn't have to use area codes and phone numbers? Phone numbers are way too damn long now. That upset me.
Message deleted.
What?
When you like back in the day, I guess I'm following along with what he's saying. Back in the day, remember when you didn't have to use area codes for phone numbers? Yeah. Like if you lived, I don't know, I haven't dialed a home phone in forever. Like
could you just dial a local number without dialing 702? No. You could, right?
Yeah,
from a home phone.
From a home phone.
From a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you guys looking at me? I'm 27. This is more your time.
But I thought you would always have like now.
You'd have to dial the
in your cell phone.
You have to dial 702.
Okay.
I even think on landlines.
No, not if you're dialing locally.
Yeah, not locally.
No. Not if you're dialing locally. You don't have to dial have an area code like a 1-314-1702.
Man, there's a lot more stuff to be upset about though. Why is he upset about that?
I do get
Why
mad.
Why does he sound like that? Like you should be upset about emphysema. Like you sound terrible, man.
A lot of issues going on right now, man.
I don't know, just phone number.
Makes me mad.
I do get angry when I forget I have to dial 1. Before the area code, sometimes I don't know why.
Yeah.
When do you ever like dial numbers? Aren't they all just saved on a phone?
Your phone.
Well, no, but they're like, all right, yeah, I get that.
Do I put the 1 in there? Sometimes it messes it up. It does. I don't know.
Well, you dial from the office. You have to press 9.
9 and then 1.
And then 1. Yeah.
And then 1. And then the area code. And then the rest of the number.
As a matter of fact, we agree with you, sir.
We're mad.
Phone numbers are way too long. Hell yeah.
Protest.
Hell yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Does it ever freak you out how smart some animals are? I mean, there's a lot of dumb animals, but there's a lot of really smart ones. Like, for example, you know how you watch Game of Thrones and there's the ravens and they'll fly and like... Yeah. But like, it's a real thing where like there can be carrier pigeons that learn how to deliver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To other people. Like you just attach a message to their leg and they fly to where they're supposed to fly to. And that's how people actually used to like text message back in the medieval times. That's crazy.
What if you're like
used to slide
into somebody's DMs? Like, oh, here comes Dave creeping on me again. Now, this is a story about crows that have been trained to pick up litter at French amusement parks.
Aww.
It's kind of neat, right? 6 crows have been specifically trained to pick up cigarette butts and other litter at a French historical theme park, its president said on Friday. The birds will be encouraged to spruce up the park through the use of small boxes that delivers a tasty nugget of bird food each time the rook deposits a cigarette end or a small piece of rubbish.
This is pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
First off, though, why are you allowing, I mean, I know it's France, but still, smoking in an amusement park, disgusting.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah,
I know it's outside.
Like, if there's kids around, like, stop it.
Any large group of people, don't like that. But crows are the bane of my existence on the golf course.
Have you been to Europe, right? I mean, you've been to Greece.
Yeah, I've been to Greece.
So that kind of counts. But
Europe.
You haven't been, like, around, like, to a bunch of different places in Europe.
I was in the UK also.
All right, but the point is that in Europe, everyone smokes still. And you can still smoke at restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all like on the outdoor patio seating or whatever, but it's just commonplace for everyone to be smoking. So, I don't know. Like, here in America, we have a lot more rules than most other places.
Were you the one? I had many drunken conversations over the weekend while we were in Chicago doing our morning show boot camp conference that we were attending.
Those are the best kinds of conversations there.
Yeah.
Were you and I the ones having the conversations about the little French and these like little European mom and pop restaurants?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. With the food?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you know, you walk through Paris and you're like, oh, all this food is
so
amazing
fresh.
And authentic.
Oh.
And somebody did a documentary on it, and it's just the same Cisco trucks that you see at every casino or every like mass-produced facility here in the United States. And they had a documentary where they followed all these huge Cisco semis, and they would just drive behind all of the restaurants and be loading in the same trans-fat garbage that you get everywhere else. They just charge you 8 times as much and arrange it differently.
Oh. It's a lie?
That's all a lie. I'm sorry. I love this. A guy dressed in full uniform snuck onto the Steelers practice field on Saturday. He had like a pretty legit looking uniform. Only the problem was like he wore pads underneath it, and none of the Steelers were wearing pads.
And he wore Troy Polamalu's number.
He wore number 43, which hasn't been given out since 2014 when Polamalu retired.
But the dude was jacked. I saw it, and I'm like, I saw this photo of the guy who snuck onto the field and tried to do some reps. Young guy. It wasn't like a guy who looks like me or Dave. This was like some... I'm saying it's like a premier athlete, with like 0% body fat and abs on abs. Like somehow his abs have abs.
Yeah.
Like that's not even a muscle. How do your abs get that shredded?
I don't even want a 6-pack. I will take a 2-pack and you have 11. Like that's not fair. And why is there an odd number? It's just, I don't understand it. But a lot of the players thought it was hilarious. Antonio Brown like walked over and talked to him for a little while, which is kind of cool.
But the guy really legitimately played ball, I think, in high school. I don't know if he played in college as well, but was in phenomenal shape and wanted to just try to get a tryout, which if you're not getting a call back.
It's called walking on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is hilarious and sad. A man in Germany called cops last Thursday because he was being chased by a wild animal. And you think, what was it, like a wild pig, like a boar or something?
A hippopotamus.
Hippopotami roamed the streets of Germany.
A hippopotamus just killed a guy in some country.
Probably in Africa somewhere.
I mean, wherever hippopotamus live. But the guy was trying to take a picture of it. Hippo bit him in the chest.
Ow. Also, a hippo can bite you in the chest. Yeah, this guy said he felt stalked and under threat from this animal. This turned out to be a baby squirrel.
What?
So like, what kind of bitch ass?
Bitch ass bitch.
How are you gonna call the cops and be a baby squirrel is chasing me?
Like maybe even full-blown squirrel. Okay.
But is it rabbit or what's going on?
Even if it has rabies, just kick it. It's a squirrel.
Nah, full-blown squirrel can take out an eye. I get you.
If it jumps directly at and lands right on your eye.
But it's a baby. Aren't they supposed to be cute?
I've been bit by a squirrel. Seriously?
Stop it. No, you have not.
I swear to God.
How did you get bit by a squirrel?
I swear to God. I've been bit by a squirrel.
How did you get bit by a squirrel?
So my mom, when we were growing up, one of her best friends had a bunch of animals at her house. Uh-huh. And one of those animals was this squirrel named Buster. And Buster was a straight up bitch. And you would like try to feed him peanuts and try to pet him. But he hated me for whatever reason. So he would either A, pee on me, or B, bite the hell out of my fingers when I was trying to get peanuts. I'm like, I'm trying to give you peanuts, you son of a bitch.
He's like, don't be mad at me. I just busted a move on you, sucker.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, still figuring this thing out a little bit. Sorry about that.
Nice moment of silence.
Yeah.
Right there.
But let that Green Day just sink on in.
Yeah, just really just hit. Just hit.
In case you haven't heard that in the last 26 years.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's hearing it for the first time. You don't know.
You know, at this point I do. Last time I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, they had Green Day on. I'm like, I'm so old.
Yeah, elevators.
I was at IKEA yesterday with my wife, and they had on Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song. I'm just like, God, I'm so old. This used to be edgy.
Now, not so much.
Not so much now. Right. Let's buy some Swedish furniture. On a Sunday afternoon. All right, let's do Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Fun little tidbit from Morning Show Boot Camp. Sylvia got hammered off of 1.5 and swore that her face was vibrating and then barfed.
It's tingling.
She did that on the first night, by the way. And then we didn't see her at all on night number 2 or night number 3. One and done. That was it for Sylvia.
Yeah.
She had 1.5 of what? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. If you're the first person in with the correct answer, you get tickets to go see Tom York, lead singer of Radiohead, of course. Going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday, December the 22nd. Tickets are available through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com, and they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
So how many total drinks did you have over the entire 3 days that we were there, Sylvia?
It was like under 5.
God.
I had 5 on the way there. They cut me off. They cut me off on the airplane.
They did cut Mahoney off on the airplane. That's amazing.
On the airplane on the way there, the sons of bitches. Though I will say the we had a team, like two older white gentlemen.
Frank and
the other guy who have been a team for the last 10 years, and they did a comedy special.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've had those guys before.
Here's where,
He looks like Don Imus had sex with Ted Danson's character from Cheers in the 80s.
At first, when you get on the plane, you're like, why is this super old dude even a flight attendant? Like, he might have a heart attack at any point. And then he gets on the microphone, and you're like, hell yeah, Tom.
No, he was awesome. He was great.
Funny as hell. I was like, all right, man.
So Sylvie had one and a half of these when it got her sick and made her think her face is vibrating. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Andrew,
correct answer is what?
Margaritas
is right. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you. You didn't sound too enthused there.
Oh, he's calling you out, dude.
I didn't sound too enthused?
You didn't sound enthused.
Yeah, he's right. That's it.
You're the best. We're giving you Tom York tickets. This was a really easy one. You probably weren't even listening earlier because everybody knows Sylvia only drinks margaritas.
And also, I didn't win tickets.
I was listening.
I didn't win tickets. You did. You're the one that's supposed to be excited. It's not that exciting for me to give you a gift. I don't even know you. I forgot your name.
It's Andrew.
I did too. Andrew.
It's Andrew. It's Andrew.
It's Andrew. Man, wow.
Way to be salty on a Monday.
Way to end the show on a salty note.
Damn it, Andrew.
That's on Dave.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.